Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
I've had an injection of Venice films into my bloodstream, so I'm buzzing at the moment. I've got the wonderful Lucas Rosson, who's joining me from Gap Financing, and he's a consultant here in the industry section. Hi, Lucas, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Everybody, hello, everybody.
We're actually streaming live as well, so you might want to wait. You never know. Somebody might be watching that you know. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing here at Venice.
Well, I'm one of the consultants to organize the co-production Gap Financing co-production market, which is one of the new initiatives of the Venice film market. So my title is consultant, but basically me and another colleague, Eva Moshkin, we worked on the selection of the project that we selected, and there are projects that have a gap of around 30% to finalize the financing. And then we invite them. There were like 15 of them, around six Italian, and the rest were European films. And we organized one-to-one meetings with potential financiers, equity funds, co-producers, sales agents, things like that. So basically, this activity is about networking.
Okay. And obviously, I mean, we talk about financing because it is a really big part of filmmaking. You cannot make the film without the money. So, I mean, you can. Obviously, filmmaking has changed a lot, but there's no guarantees your film's ever going to see the light of day. So that last 30% is really, really key. And as you mentioned there, 15 projects have been selected for development there.
Yes.
And I mean, have you worked on this project before? But you're saying this is a new project, but have you worked on anything like this before? Or we've seen groundbreaking kind of industry, you know, I mean, essentially, it's the bank man giving you some money here.
Well, it's a bit more complicated than that, but I mean, we just have 10 minutes, and like talking about film financing is very complicated. It's a long, bumpy road. But to come back to your question, it's co-production markets exist in many, many festivals, and I've been working on co-production markets for the past like 10, 15 years in France, in Hong Kong, Dubai, South Africa, Rotterdam, Berlin. I mean, this is my activity, and I'm some kind of a mercenary for markets and co-production markets.
So you're a good man to know.
Well, I don't have the money, but I know some people that have money.
That's equally good. I'll buy you a beer after this.
Thank you. I'm quite cheap, And one of the specificities of this market is it's the only one that is like kind of positioned on the gap financing.
Right.
Usually for the co-production market, it's more on the development or pre-financing stage little money is on board, and they are really looking for partners, because nowadays it's very hard to finance a film only with your country, even in like big, what we could call big territories like France, Germany, or I mean, the America is another.
Of course, that's
entirely
different world.
Another system, another market.
Absolutely, and I mean, is this your first time in Venice or?
No, I came here to. I mean, I worked here 2 years ago for when they created the market.
Yeah.
I couldn't come last year. I was on another job, and well, I'm back.
I mean, I should say that you've done an interview with Benedict Poe in French, right?
Oh, it was in English.
Oh, you did an English interview. So I should say that Fred are also covering a lot of the industry events here at the Venice Film Festival. You know, we are about film markets and education as well with Fred School. But, you know, it's really important, the industry information, because if you're a real avid filmmaker, then this is really where you're going to find the information.
Well, yes. I mean, as you said, nowadays, doing a film is, of course, you can do it cheaper than like before the digital era. But still, if you want it at a certain technical level or having some cast and a certain comfort, it costs at least one or two houses. I mean, I won't throw figures, but making a film is quite expensive, distributing it is quite expensive.
Yeah.
That's why these kind of networking events are quite important, I guess.
Absolutely. It's all about the networking. Well,
yes.
That's what I'm actually doing now. I'm not really a host of a show. I'm just kind of trying to get my film made. Merci. Lucas Rosson, a consultant for Gap Financing here at the Venice Film Festival. Thank you so much for joining us today on Fred Film Radio.
Very welcome.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.